This is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt and taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, with a love of fantasy books and funk, and a hatred of running more than 3 miles, Dave Denniston.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Imagine this. Picture this. You're finally done with medical school. Dreams of reclaiming your time, diving into your profession, doing what you love are filling you with more and more excitement. You're going to get paid. Well, maybe not a whole lot, but you're still going to get paid. And yet, here in this transition to residency, you're feeling scared. You're frightened of this whole mountain of student debt. How in the world are you going to climb up this mountain? It's a whole Mount Everest. You even wonder, how am I going to make it? But that's not all. You're grappling with these questions of, how can I balance saving for retirement with buying a home? And maybe a bitter taste is forming in your mouth. As you think of friends, they've been making six figures for years without having to work nearly as long, nearly as hard as you have. As a matter of fact, you see them owning a house, driving a shiny new car, and you wonder, don't I deserve that? Haven't I worked hard enough? Well, these, my friends, these are some of the traps that many physicians fall into. As a matter of fact, we've identified 5 different financial pitfalls that residents and fellows get ensnared into, and we're going to cover 3 of them here today on the podcast. So here's the first pitfall: buying a home too early. Now, I love the idea of doctors buying a home. After all, isn't paying rent to yourself way better than paying rent to someone else? Absolutely. And isn't it better to build equity as soon as possible? Well, maybe not necessarily. Because you see, my friends, the problem is physicians are often akin to our wonderful friends who serve in the military. Because most of us move, then move again, and then move again, and maybe even again. So for the first 10 years or so after our undergrad education, we're often vagabonds. We never know what city we're going to end up next in, right? And so in order to buy a home, we want to have some money down, at least 5%, and then we don't want to have to sell this house for many years after we buy it. Now, why? Why is that the case? Well, you see, what happens, you guys, there's a selling commission of at least 5% plus state and county taxes. So when you sell a house, you're often automatically out 10% of your money. So even if you did build equity, would you overcome the 10% hurdle? Plus, do you even have the cash flow to float an unrented place? As a matter of fact, I was talking to a wonderful physician who bought a house in residency. They bought another house in fellowship. And then when they started practice, they bought another house. Two of these houses are rented. One is vacant, the other that they're living in. Can you see how these are cash flow sucks, cash flow leeches? And then on top of that, the two rented properties are interest-only loans. So in this particular case, the Pied Piper is going to come calling, and we had to come up with a plan quickly to take care of these debts. So here's the bottom line, you guys. Do not buy a house in residency. Wait until 6 months until you're after in practice, and you know that this is the place you want to be. I was speaking with a client that is in Chicago area, and they're just so unhappy with where they're at. Here they're a year into practice. And I'm so glad they didn't buy a house, because now, even in practice, they're thinking of moving someplace else in the country, California or the West Coast, or who knows where they're going to end up. Now, of course, if you guys want to build a rental real estate empire, go for it. Put down lots and lots of cash to minimize your monthly payments. And also, if you happen to be in a situation where you know you're going to be in this area because of friends, family, whatever, buying a house might be good in that situation. As a matter of fact, I've done some other podcasts on real estate with my friend Josh Metal, as well as some of my own. I'm going to link those in the show notes. So make sure to go to drfreedompodcast.com for more thoughts on real estate. Now, the second pitfall that I see many residents, many fellows make is they're not enrolling in PSLF right out of residency. Now, this is another very common pitfall because they're delaying on the decision of what the heck to do with their student loans. And I see many physicians, they aren't sure of what they're going to do with their medical career. On top of that, finances are tight. They wonder how they're going to make it from month to month. This is so hard, you guys. This leads to delay after delay. And I see a lot of physicians getting stuck in a quagmire, unsure of what to do with their medical school debt. Well, the best decision that you can make is to take a step, enroll in PSLF, the Public Student Loan Forgiveness, as soon as possible. This is, of course, assuming you qualify and work at a nonprofit, of course. And I say this for a few reasons, you guys. Here's why. Reason number one. You want to start the clock on 120 payments that will get your debts erased, currently tax-free. Reason number two, the government tends to grandfather folks into a program once they're enrolled in it, meaning that if they do change PSLF down the road, more than likely it won't affect you. So getting enrolled now makes good sense. Finally, reason number three, your interest isn't compounding as quickly. I know Einstein once said, compounding was the greatest force in the universe, my friends. So interest, on top of interest, sucks. It sucks so bad. Let's just think about that for a second. You have $200,000 of student loans. You're paying 7% nearly on that. That's 14 grand a year. Well, now the next year, you're having to pay 7% interest on 214K, and that pile just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So I want to minimize that as much as possible, my friends. And again, I've done a whole lot of different podcasts on PSLF, IBR, Payee, or PER as I like to call it. So make sure to check out those podcasts that I'm going to link on the show notes as well. Now, pitfall number three for residents and fellows, I think, is having car payments. Now, for sure, one of the most difficult aspects of residency is this financial tightness, this financial restriction. It is super duper hard to save. There's no doubt, right? I mean, saving 20K, 30K, 40K to buy a new car seems ridiculously impossible. And thus, when most residents need a new rig, they have to borrow money to make this happen. This, my friends, this is understandable, yet it's wrong. Yes, borrowing money to purchase a new car is bad news. The right way is to use cash. You want to pay for your big ticket items like cars and boats and RVs in cash. Now, we all know the business aspect of medicine today, it's uncertain. Salaries aren't rising anymore. And many practicing physicians that I talk with time after time after time, they're saying they're not getting raises. Their income is flatter than a pancake. Thus, you want fantastic cash flow. You want to have the least amount of liabilities possible. You want to be overflowing with cash. So when you buy a new car, you guys, consider buying it with the cash you have at the bank. $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever you got, you guys. Own it. Don't owe it. Own it. Don't owe it. And I've seen many, many residents, they're stressing out about car payments. And this has prevented them from saving for a home, from saving for retirement, from paying down their medical school loans. So, while this certainly it isn't glamorous and maybe it's even a little bit embarrassing. Driving a beater, an old car, it may not make you smile today, but it sure will feel awesome a few years down the road when you have cash in the bank that your peers don't. And hey, if you already have a car loan, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't sell it. Just plan on paying it off with time. Commit to holding that bad boy for at least 10 years to make it pay off in spades, my friends. Well, here's some final thoughts for you guys. You, my friend, you are an amazing person. You've sacrificed so much for your education, for your community, for your patients. And if you're feeling uncertain of how to manage your money in residency, take some time to reflect on how you can change. Consider one of these strategies that we've mentioned to reclaim your financial freedom. I believe in you. I know the impact you can make. Take one step at a time. Take one day at a time. And you too can avoid the pitfalls of residency. So my friends, that's about all we have for today. I would like to really encourage you. One of the best ways, if you're getting value out of this podcast, is to review it. So if you could please do me a favor just for a minute. If you're getting value out of this podcast, review this on iTunes and let me know your thoughts. If you're not getting value, let me know too. I'd love to cover something that is important to you, something that would help you get value out of this podcast. And so make sure to cut your taxes, my friends. Cut your debt. Live a liberated lifestyle. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. We'll see you again soon.